One of the most classic chakiris that is discussed in the Paiskim and that is discussed in the Gedolei Achronim is the chakira of Reb Chaim regarding the case of two stamps. What is the case of Reb Chaim? A person had two very rare stamps. They were extremely rare commodities, and each one was worth, let's say, $500,000, because they were only two that existed in the world, and they were both owned by one individual. A second fellow came along, and he was mazik one of them. He took one of the stamps, he was mazik it, and the question is, what do you do now? Because now that you have caused him a hezek with respect to this one stamp that he had, the other stamp that he now has jacks up in price because now it's the only one left in the world, and now it is worth $1 million. So you had two stamps before the hezek that were each worth $500,000. When you did the Maisa Hezek, you made him lose one of the stamps, but now the remaining stamp that he has doubles in price because now it's the most rare stamp in the world. There is no other stamp like it, and now it's worth $1 million. And the question is the mazik mechuyev to pay or not? Do you say, and this is one side of the chakira, that when a person is mazik someone else's property, what he pays for is the hefsid that was caused. The financial loss that was incurred by the nizik is what you have to pay for. And therefore, in this particular case, you would be potter. Because since he didn't suffer any hefsid, because by you being mazik one of these stamps, the other one now doubled in price because now it's worth $1 million, so you didn't cause him any hefsid, and therefore, l'chayr, you should be potter. Or do you say that no? You have, in fact, a chiyuv to pay for the $500,000 that you were mazik when it came to the hezek of the first stamp, because even though you didn't cause him a loss, nevertheless, the chiyuv to pay by mazik is not for the hefsid. It's for the maisa mazik. When you are mazik someone's chayfetz, you have a chiyuv to replace that chayfetz. The dover hanizik has to be replaced because you did a maisa that was mazik. And it's irrelevant whether or not he actually suffered a hefsid. And therefore, even though he didn't suffer a hefsid in this case, you would still have to pay because, says Reb Chaim, you did something that was a maisa hezek, you have to replace the dover hanizik. You have to pay, you have to be mashlim the dover hanizik. Reb Chaim goes on to say, and he's learned this into the Shita of Rashi and Baba Kama, that l'chayra we should say that avada, what you pay for, is not the hefsid. What you pay for is the dover hanizik. You have to pay for your maisa mazik. You have to pay for the hezek that you caused, and this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pay for the exact hefsid that was incurred. However, Dr. Reb Chaim, you only have a shame mazik if there was some type of hefsid. Only if there is some form of hefsid that you caused do you have a shame mazik. But once you have a shame mazik, then what you pay for is not the actual hefsid, rather the money that you pay for is to replace the davar hanizik, to pay for your maisa hezek. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, in this particular case, you would be potter because since there was zero hefsid that was incurred, you can't call this person a mazik, he doesn't have a shame mazik, and he would be potter. However, says Reb Chaim, what would be the halacha if a person had these two stamps, and each one was worth $500,000. Two very rare commodities, they were each worth $500,000. You are mazik one of them. The other one jacked up in price, but it didn't go to $1 million like our original case. It only went to $900,000. It only went to $900,000, and it's kumtois that you caused him a loss of $100,000, because he used to have $1 million worth, each stamp being $500,000 worth, and now he only has one stamp coming up to the price of $900,000. So you caused him a loss of $100,000. How much do you have to pay, says Reb Chaim? According to his cheshbon, you would have to pay $500,000. Because even though the hefsid was only $100,000, the chiyuv to pay is to pay for the maisa mazik, and that was the hezek that you had when you caused him to have his chayfetz worth $500,000 damaged. Since the hezek was to a chayfetz that was worth $500,000, even though the hefsid that was caused was only $100,000, nevertheless, you have to pay the full $500,000, because once you have a hefsid, then you have a shem mazik, and what you pay for is the dover hanizik, and not necessarily the hefsid. That's what Reb Chaim wants to assume. And then Reb Chaim brings a Rashba. The Rashba, he says, is mavur that the way he learns the Maskan of the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Gimel, says the Rashba, even if there is no hefsed you have to pay, you pay for the Maisa Mazik. When you did a Maisa of Mazik, you have to pay and replace the Davar Nizik in spite of the fact that you didn't cause a loss. That is the Shita of the Rashba. And the truth is that all of the Acharnim Shtaltsu, the Shilte Gibayim, and the Shilte Gibayim says that when a person pays for damage that he caused to someone else, what he pays for is the financial loss, the hefsid, and not the actual replacement of the Dover Hanizik. And the Shilte Gibayim is talking about the following case. Zok the Shilte Gibayim. You have, let's say, a person who borrows a chefetz from someone else. He's a shoyel. A shoyel is, as we know, mechuyevin to pay for any damage that happens to the chefetz, even if it's something that happens b'oinus. A shoyel is chayvi even for oinzim. So if someone borrows, let's say, a car, or someone borrows, let's say, a camera, he's chayiv even for oinzim. He's chayiv. Someone else comes and is mazik his chefetz. Someone comes and is mazik the chefetz while it's by the borrower. So what's the halacha? So the shoyel has to pay the original owner because he's chayiv even for oinzim. And the mazik has to pay the shoyel because he was mazik his chefetz. The question is, what is the halacha, says the Shilte Gibayim, if the shoyel is mispasher with the original Bailam? The shoyel gets to some settlement with the original Bailam, they're friends, they make up that he doesn't have to pay for the full value of the item. How much does the mazik then have to pay towards the shoyel? Does he have to pay the full amount, or does he only have to pay the amount that he was mispasher to pay to the original Bailam, because that's the hefsid that was caused to the shoyel? In other words, the hefsid that you caused, the shoyel, was only the amount that he had to pay to the original Bailam. Do you pay for the hefsid or do you pay for the hezek? Lamaisa, you damaged the chefetz, so it's irrelevant whether he has a ability to be mispasher and to settle with the original Bailam. The Shilte Gibayim says that you pay the lower amount. You only pay the amount that he had to pay to the Bailam. And l'chayra, the Shilte Gibayim seems to be assuming that when a person pays for damages that he caused, he only pays for the hefsid, he doesn't pay for the hezek. And since the hefsid in this case to the shoyel was only the smaller amount, because that's the only amount of money that he had to pay out to the bailim, meila, the mazik as well, will only pay that amount to the shoyel. That's the sheet of the shoyel. However, the Shar Mishpat disagrees. And the Shar Mishpat says that it's a mefurish gemara in Perek HaMafkid, that you pay for the Maisa Mazik. You do not pay for the Hefsid. It's not totally in the Hefsid, it's totally in the Maisa Mazik. Because the Mishnah says that if, let's say, you have a person who has a para and he rents it out to someone else. So you have a Soicher, and as we know, a Soicher is Potter on Oinsim. A Soicher is only like a Shomer Socher, he's Chayiv in Gneiv Baveda, but he's Potter on Oinsim. And then the Soicher lends it out to someone else, to the Shoyel. So you have the original Bailam, you have the Soicher, and you have the Shoyel. And then a Oinis occurs, and the paro passes away. The paro dies, and the question is, what's the halach? So the Tanakhama says, well, the soicher is potter on oitzim, so he's potter from paying the original bailam, and the shoyel is chayv on oitzim, so he has to pay the soicher. Rabbi Yossi says that no, even though technically you should be right, the soicher should be potter because it's an oinis, and the shoyel should be chayv to pay to the soicher, but lamaisa, the money has to be transferred from the shoyel to the soicher, and the soicher to the original bailam, because keitzad halo oisa schayre b'parosa shechaveru. How could the soicher make money, make profits off an animal that's not his? It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the original bailam. So how could we say that he's potter from paying the bailam, and the shoyel has to pay him, and he gets to keep the money? It's not his animal, therefore the money has to be given to the original bailam. Zok Shar Mishpat, it's mevur, that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi be'etzem hold that in this case, the soicher is potter, because it's an oinus, and he's potter on oinsim. The shoyel is chayev. The etzim, that is the halacha, and there's just a side machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, whether we say this svar of keitzad halo oisa schayev b'parasa shechaveir, that we don't allow you to make profit off someone else's animal. So after Shar Mishpat, but why should the shoyel be chayev to pay for the soicher? He didn't cause him any loss. He didn't cause him any hefsid, because anyways, the soicher is potter from paying the bailam. So why should the shoyel b'chlal be mechuyev to pay to the soicher, even though a shoyel is chayev in oinsim, there was no loss that was incurred by the soicher, and therefore the shoyel should be potter. From the fact that he's chayev v'aistos, you don't pay for hefsid, not like the shoyel t'gabayim, rather you pay for the maisa mazik, and since the maisa, there was some loss that you caused him with this maisa, mamele, you have to replace it with this maisa. So the Shaar Mishpat hold, not like the Shulti Gebarim, it's not totally in Hefsid, it's totally in Maisa Mazik. However, other Achroinim defend the Shulti Gebarim. They say that there's no right that could be extrapolated from the case in Perek HaMafkid. Because over there we're not talking about a regular Mazik. We're not talking about a regular Mazik in that case, we're talking about the Parsha of Shemrim. We're talking about a Seicher and a Shoyel. The Parsha of the Shemrim might be fundamentally different, say the Achroinim. Because by the case of Shemrim, it's possible, according to many Rishonim, that which, let's say, the shoyel is chayev to pay when an oinus occurs with the item that he borrowed is based on a din of kabbalas achrayis. That since the Gemara says kol hanah shaloi, he gets free usage of an item. He gets to use it for free. So kol hanah shaloi. So we assume that when he's mekabel the para as a shayla, what he's doing is he's being mekabel achrayis to pay even for einsim. But it's not totally in a regular. In the regular parish of Niske Momen, it's totally in what the Kabbalah Sacharias was. And since perhaps the Kabbalah Sacharias entails paying for the Maisa that occurs, not for the Hefsid, so that's why Dafka over there, you're chayiv to pay even though there was no Hefsid. But perhaps when it comes to normal Niske Momen, that has nothing to do with his personal Kabbalah Sacharias, we assume that you don't pay for the Maisa Mazik, you pay for the Hefsid that was occurred, and only if there was a Hefsid do you pay. There, l'chayra, should be a tremendous nafkamina from the shaylo. And that is a case of car insurance. If, let's say, a person damages someone else's car, he crashes into someone else's car, and the person has insurance on his car that will pay for the damages. So you're right, his insurance rates might go up, but perhaps when it comes to the insurance rates, it's only a grama. And therefore, we don't consider this l'halacha because it's only a grama, it's only something that is indirect. The question is, if you assume, like the Shulti Gebarim, that the Chiyuv by Mazik is only to pay for the Hefsid, over here you don't incur a Hefsid, because like when I damage your car, anyways your insurance will cover it, so I didn't cause you any loss, L'chayra, one should argue that it should be totally in this Machlekes, and L'fi the Shulti Gebarim, L'chayra, you should be potter from paying for any damage that you caused to the guy's car, because of Maisa, you didn't cause him a Hefsid. However, many Achroinim assume that even L'fi the premise of the Shulti Gebarim, that the Chiyuv by Niske Momen is totally in Hefsid, you would still be Chayiv in the case of the car insurance. And the reason is because Avada, even if you assume that it's totally in Hefsid, it's only true in a case such as the case of Reb Chaim, where by the Maisa Mazik, by me damaging one stamp, that causes the other stamp of yours to shoot up in price, and there was no hefsid that my maisa caused to you b'chlal, and therefore, if you hold that it's totally in hefsid, you're going to be potter. However, if you damage someone else's car, that which the person who owned that car has a deal with the insurance company is a completely extraneous transaction that he has with the company. It has nothing to do with this maisa, and mitzad your maisa, avad, you caused the hefsid. You caused the hefsid, and even if it's totally in hefsid, the maisa you caused the hefsid. He punked has a side deal with the insurance company that they were going to reimburse him for any loss that he got. But avada, you can't say that I didn't cause you a hefsid. Avada, I caused you a hefsid. It's just that you have a side transaction with the insurance company that they're going to cover this loss, they're going to pay you for this loss. It would be somewhat similar, perhaps, to a case where a person is mazik, someone who's coming from an extremely wealthy family, so he tells his, you know, every time he ever will suffer a loss, his parents will pay him right away back. So maybe I should say that if I'm Mazik, a very, very rich kid, I should be potter, because I didn't cause him a hefsid, because I know that the second he incurs any loss, the parents will cover it. They'll pay him back. So obviously, that's narishkeit. It's poshet that I'm chayiv to pay, even if it's totally in hefsid. And the reason is, because that which his parents will pay him back is a side deal. It has nothing to do with my hezik. Mitzad my maisa mazik. Avad, there was a hefsid. And since there was a hefsid, I have to pay him for that hefsid, even according to the Shulti Gebarim. So maybe the same thing over here. Even if you hold that it's totally in hefsid, you did in fact cause him a hefsid with the car crash, And that which he has a side deal with the insurance company doesn't negate the fact that he suffered a hefsed on your hands, and therefore you'll be mechuyev to pay l'chayel kuliyam.